thanks for having me.
Last year, seventh position for Somerset Heat. At the moment, you're sitting around sixth position. But let's talk about Tuesday night, Morgan, because a pretty tough one, 93-47 over Devonport. Olivia Chugg with 19 points. How do you think the girls stuck at it?
Yeah, that was always going to be a tough one for us. Devonport are super experienced and they've got such great depth. And just as we're a super young group, so as a super young group coming into that one, it was all about trying to get the kids' mentality in the right spot and just to have a crack. And that's what we've been talking to them about sort of every week. Is just we just want to compete at the level that comes on the court for the longest amount of time as possible, and giving them the opportunity to do that sort of in an environment where they feel comfortable is really important. So it was a tough one for us and a tough loss. But there were definitely some signs there from some of our younger kids. And obviously having Olivia Tugg back, or Olivia Howard as she is now, is really important to us. And that's been such a boost as well.
Yeah, excellent. And how was the pre-season? Because I know you finished down the ladder a little bit last year. How was the pre-season? And what about recruits? How did you go about sort of trying to single out some young talent?
So pre-season for us was all right. Like, most of our girls are Somerset kids. So we sort of just worked with them through pre-season. Bit interesting because I'm completely new to the coast and to the club as well. So I suppose it was a lot of the girls getting used to who I am sort of as a coach, and me trying to figure out like who they are as players and how we can sort of work them into our group. We're lucky enough to pick up the Davises, come across from Burnie, who have spent a bit of time, or Reese has spent a bit of time at Somerset as a junior. So to have her back is great, and she's proved to be a great leader and sort of relishing in the opportunity she gets with us, which has been good. And at the moment, still fishing sort of internationally for a few imports. Whether or not we can find them is a different story because it's a bit crazy with COVID at the moment. But just trying to find a few extra people that can support, live in supporting our younger kids and, competing across the season, I guess.
Tell us a bit about your background. Where are you from?
So I'm from Adelaide, born and bred in Adelaide. So came across for the Somerset Basketball Development Officer job. So I'm working for Somerset in a full-time capacity as well as doing some the senior women. And, so involved, I suppose, with SA Metro State teams and things like that. And I've been involved with Basketball Australia and their Emerging Coach Initiative last year, so the first of that program as it came out. So that was pretty exciting and a great opportunity. And, sort of looking forward to being able to put all of those learnings, I suppose, into place with Somerset.
I spent about 15 years in Adelaide. I spoke to Nathan Anderson. You Adelaidians are taking over the NWBU.
We are.
I said to Nathan Gomek a couple of weeks ago that the basketball culture in Adelaide is unbelievably good. The whole setup with the Lightning and also with the 36 and everything that sort of follows underneath is pretty solid, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. There's a lot of pathways there. That I suppose these young Tassie girls especially don't get the opportunity to have. Like, we've got the Jack Jumpers here now, which is great, and it provides a really good pathway for our young male athletes to aspire to and really a clear pathway for them. But it'd be great to sort of get that same pathway for our women and our young girls because, in Adelaide, kids, at 15, 16 are getting the opportunity to train with the Lightning Academy in Adelaide and get that opportunity to come through the ranks and see a clear pathway. So it'd be great if we could get that up and running over in Tassie.
So bad loss on Tuesday night. The next couple of weeks you come up against Burnie and then Penguin. So really tough games for you. But I guess you need to know exactly where you stand. You need to know, pit yourself against some of the top teams. And Burnie and Penguin played off in last year's grand final. So you certainly get a little bit of an understanding of where the girls are at.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I mean, the way we are with a young group, we're just really looking forward to, challenging them to compete at that level and see how long they can compete at that level. And I'm just working on, so we play Burnie and the result is whatever it is this week, and then making sure that we try and make steps forward the next time we play them and then the next time we play them, because we do have such a young group, but a lot of young local talent that I'm really excited to work with and sort of give them their opportunity to take the reins and see where they can go with it.
Being full-time, you get to get around and have a look at the talent that isn't at Somerset, that's just in the local area, and that must be a huge boost for you, looking after these young girls and having a young team, because you can talent identify at that real grassroots level, can't you?
Yeah, absolutely, and that's what we're trying to do at Somerset, is at least create a clear pathway between, you know, our junior programs and our junior pathways straight through to our seniors. So we've just started with our programs, both our men and women, what we call a pathway program, where we've got them identified under 16s and under 18s that we think have the potential to represent Somerset in the future for the NWBU, and we've got them training with us and sitting on the bench and being mentored by some of our athletes that have gone through it before. So, yeah, all about, yeah, trying to identify that talent and fast-track it through, I suppose.
It is really cool when you see that. I mean, I spent some time in Adelaide, and there were some young guys that sat on the pine all of the year for the 36ers. They were just part of the group. They did the warm-ups. They got in the huddles. The guys really made them feel welcome and all that sort of thing. And then within a year or two, those guys are out there strutting their stuff. It's just so important to make the young crew feel as if they're the future. They're not far away from actually representing the team.
Yeah, exactly, and that's what we're trying to do, because we kind of ended up in a situation where there's a few of our young girls that are, you know, we're asking them to play minutes at the moment, and they're still in that nervous stage of, oh my gosh, I'm in the senior women's team. So we're trying to make sure that that pathway means that these kids that then come through and will have to represent Somerset at that women's level will be ready, and at least they know what it's about. They know how a night operates when you come out to play senior women. They know what training's about. So just give them that to, you know, give it a crack when it's actually their turn.
Well, Morgan, you've got a big season ahead. I think you made a comment in the local newspaper to say that you just want to make teams uncomfortable, and I think that is a good comment. That's not a comment that anyone can take as anything other than you want teams to be surprised at your development. I guess that's really what you're trying to say, and then be in more games than perhaps they thought you would be. So that's ultimately the aim, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely, and that's what we've been talking about. Just compete at that level, and our strength is our speed and our athleticism. We've got a whole bunch of young kids that can play 40 minutes at a really, really fast and athletic pace, and we're trying to get them sort of drilled into that understanding that we want you up the floor, and if you're making mistakes because you're putting pressure up the floor, we can live with that. So that's what we're trying to do, and the system we're trying to implement, and then we'll try and filter that down to our junior program as well.
It's very rewarding when you see them come through. Morgan, all the very best for the rest of the season. I know that you've got a job ahead of you, but you've got a good, young, enthusiastic group there. So hopefully you can just climb the ladder a little bit this year, and that would be a success, I guess. Thanks for coming on the program. Appreciate it.
Not a worry. Thanks so much for having me.